All right, let me share some other numbers with you here. Joe Biden's approval rating is now at its lowest point in all polls. Gallup, the percentage of people that approve right now, Gallup at 49, Rasmussen at 46, YouGov at 44, Ipsos is 46, The Daily Wire, which is SurveyMonkey, is 47, and Trafalgar is 46.5. There are some others that are, you know, outliers that make no sense. Fox News has him at 56%. The Hill-Harris poll has it 59%. They must be old, though, because there's no way that that's where they are. Fewer Americans support Joe Biden's handling of the coronavirus and the economy now than did last spring. 25% of the respondents approve of his handling of Afghanistan. I wonder who they are. I'd like to meet some of those 25%. 63% support withdrawing altogether. That's most Americans. I agree with that, but not this way. And the real problem with Joe Biden right now is that his support among independents has cratered. It is absolutely cratered. And it's not going to be getting any better over the next couple of days. I can assure you of that. So his overall approval rating is around 47% according to SurveyMonkey. Only 43% of independents approve of Biden's performance currently, that according to Gallup polling. On foreign policy, from SurveyMonkey, 32% agree with what he's doing. I'd like to know who those 32% are. 33% approve of how he's handling immigration. And by the way, Frank Luntz, who I don't put a lot of value in, generally speaking, may have made a keen observation here. He says what's going on in Afghanistan might be more akin to Tehran 1979 as opposed to Saigon 1975. And maybe the key reason Jimmy Carter lost in a landslide to Ronald Reagan in 1980 was because the American public felt angry and humiliated after failed hostage rescue attempts by the Carter administration and inept performances by the Carter administration. So there you go. Plus, other poll numbers. This is interesting. Other poll numbers show that Joe Biden is only getting 42% approval in Pennsylvania, 42% approval in Michigan, 43% in Wisconsin. In fact, only 12 states show Biden with a positive approval rating, the highest being Vermont, where I guess, you know. Well, they do elect Bernie Sanders, so, you know, you can only put so much stock into that deal. They elect Bernie Sanders time and again, even though he's done nothing except try to bankrupt America and turn it into a communist nation. So, you know, yeah, not much accountability for the folks in Vermont. And I want you to listen to a couple of things here. How angry is the left-wing media? How angry is the left-wing media when it comes to what's going on with all of these folks? Let me play Ryan Crocker for you. It's Byte 5. He was Barack Obama's ambassador to Afghanistan, and he says Biden's botched withdrawal has created a global crisis. He says Joe Biden has screwed this up so bad it's created a global crisis. Byte 5, listen to this, Ryan Crocker.
It has created a global crisis, quite frankly. It has emboldened violent Islamic radicals. And I think we're all going to see the fallout of that. Certainly in Pakistan. They championed the Taliban because they felt they had no choice. Well, the Taliban victory, the narrative of defeating the great infidel, empowers radicals in Pakistan that they're going to have to deal with if they can. And that's a country of 220 million people with nuclear weapons. China has its Uyghur Muslim population in its west. They're tuned in. They're definitely looking at what happened in Afghanistan. And, of course, the Russians have their own Muslim populations in very violent places in the past, like Chechnya. So they might be doing a little bit of high-fiving. But, boy, it's not going to last, because what is happening in Afghanistan isn't going to stay in Afghanistan. This will be felt around the world.
It's going to be felt around the world. It is good to see that people are calling it for what it is. And not just people that are conservatives. It's not just people on the right. It's people in the media. It's people that served for Barack Obama. It's people that have served in the State Department. It's people that have experience who are now looking at it and going, this is an absolute abject failure. And as a result, what Barack Obama said he would never allow looks like it is very likely to happen, and that is creating a safe haven for terrorists in Afghanistan. A safe haven for terrorists in Afghanistan. Yeah, there you go. Anyhow, this is what we tried to avoid. I'd like to talk to those people that voted for Joe Biden that are now having second thoughts. I guess there's probably more than one or two. Quick break here. We'll get to the final thoughts of the program for this day right after the break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.